Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, June 6, 2025.
Yes, it is.
Ignore what I wrote on that paper I sent you. It is not Thursday.
Oh.
You know, I was a day off myself. I'm like, I've been a day off the whole week. Not good.
Day off.
Day off.
Good thing you didn't think it was Sunday. That'd be kind of...
Would it be bad to play that song on Juneteenth?
What is...
Day off.
I can't even remember the name of the damn song. I'm looking forward to that one.
Tallyman, I think it's called. What's that song from Beetlejuice?
Hey, man.
That Jamaican song. Well, first off, you're wrong on both
Jamaican
counts.
Jamaican song. Don't say his name. He's like Candyman. He'll save you. Show up and get you.
Didn't Harry Belafonte have a... Was his daughter Sherry Belafonte?
I want to say he had a famous kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think I remember her more from, like, Hollywood Squares and stuff like that.
Who was it?
Stuff. I spell stuff. This is the way I spell stuff. Now, it's spelled S-T-U-F-F. Speaking of FF, FOF line coming up at 8 o'clock hour. More on that in a moment. But the point with that, what was the point, Fat Boy? What was the point I was going to make there? Is that I go S-H-H-H-T-U-F. I go stuff.
That song.
There it is. It's really dancing on the table. The fat guy looks like Butch Patrick, but when he was a kid.
Yes.
There's no longer.
I love what the way this was recorded too. He's like, go over there in the corner of the studio and do it. Don't do it right by the microphone. You need to be off in the distance. You just got off work and you want to go home.
Here's a voodoo devil worshiping song.
Ba-doom, ba-boom.
Oh, alcoholism.
Can you imagine the person playing the drums on this song? He's not even using the drumsticks. He's using those little whisks, whatever those are called. Drummists, text in and let us know. 1-800-774-0093.
This is the inspiration for Lil Wayne. I knew I heard it somewhere.
For Lil Wayne?
Yeah, you'll hear it in a second.
Oh, yeah. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, huh?
That's the best.
Yeah, he did. Wheezy took that. He also stole from the Jeffersons as well. First Wheezy was Louise.
Oh my
George.
God. You'll appreciate this because...
And he looks like E.T. now. Not Mr. T.
Mr. E.T.
Yeah.
He's like alien with a gold chain.
Name that up. Mr.
Phone home, fool.
Hey, dude or girl, I'm not quite sure. No offense. That makes those memes of us. Make that Mr. E.T. It's got to be like E.T. with a mohawk and a lot of chains or a black guy with the face of E.T. Your choice. Your choice.
You'll appreciate this because you watch What's Happening.
I've watched What's Happening.
I had to go back and research because I haven't really seen it much. Somebody has taken all the pictures, like the drawings from the Diddy trial, and put
Lord.
It to the What's Happening theme song.
No. Oh, dude. Talk about it.
It is over big time.
It's totally going to change the momentum of the show, but like, make a note. Like, what are those segments that I don't have a rejoin in, maybe? Like, let's just rejoin with the What's Happening thing, because it's a powwow song, man.
Dynamite!
I mean, that's a different show. That was good times.
Was it?
Yeah.
What is What's Happening? Is that John Amos?
No. It was the one... Rerun. Do you remember Rerun?
Fred Berry.
Yes.
I thought he was on the same show as Jimmy Walker.
No. You're thinking of Bookman.
What?
That was their maintenance man. They called him Buffalo Butt. I know my black sitcoms. Don't even start.
Mess with them.
Raised on TBS and Sanford and Son.
Oh, my God.
Jefferson's I watch more on WGN, the channel. Channel. What was it?
The channel Chicago 9. Channel.
Channel 9.
So why don't we get Chicago Channel?
Dude, right? When you first discovered that, you're like...
It's cool because you got Bulls games in the 90s before league pass.
But yet, the only other outward... obviously, children's is pre-internet. But like our own only outlook was we had a look on Chicago with WGN. We had a look into the side of Atlanta they wanted us to see. LaLanna.
They wanted us.
You know, they're just showing all the great stuff. I thought that was like a wonderful like world where you had wrestling down there. Domney. One word, Domney. Go down to Fulton County Stadium. Didn't have to have a Mercedes to have nice parking.
Don't show us south of downtown into College Park.
No. I didn't even know what MARTA was. I had no clue what MARTA was. They never talked about that on the ball games. But
it's called the Farta. That's what it smells like.
But then our access to Hollywood was brought to us by a young lady named Mary Hart. And a man named John Tesh. That's how I learned about Hollywood. And then furthermore, how I learned about the Hood was those shows I aforementioned.
Lisa Gibbons, John Tesh was the best.
Lisa. Well, Mary Hart, wasn't they all on at the same time?
Mary Hart was kind of later.
Okay.
She might have started with Bob Goen when he was on there.
Lisa, they were trying to kind of nurture her, groom her to be like Oprah type. And it didn't. Remember Lisa, the show? Yeah, it didn't really go so.
You either like those two or you watched Steve Kometko and Jules Asner.
Right.
On the E! Channel.
And then what was my look into what the rich life was like? Well, three things. I've already mentioned one.
Living it.
The Jeffersons. That was, you know, they were moving on up.
They were moving. They were doing something.
And what was so good about the East Side?
George.
Like, what was so good? They're moving up to the East Side. I guess it's the difference between North Greenville and West Greenville.
What was the deluxe apartment? Two bedrooms?
A deluxe. But their kitchen
Three
sucked.
Bedroom.
Remember, it was like he was supposed to be a millionaire, and they were these rich, you know, whatever. And then their neighbors are, like, working for the CIA and then also publish books. And then... Beverly Hillbillies. I learned about rich people, you know, how like it would almost be like if I were to come into some money. No jokes, please. Don't bring up the Brinks truck at time when I satisfied myself, please. But I watched Beverly Hillbillies to see what it would look like if, you know, someone like me actually were to get some money. And then Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach.
God, Irene Ryan was old. And then when that show was old.
Yeah, and she didn't live much longer after it was over. She didn't get
Robin Leach.
She didn't get to pull an Aunt B.
I didn't like life. It was too gaudy. Like, people live like Trump's office in Trump Tower. Real gaudy. Bunch of gold stuff everywhere.
Yeah, but that was show when it was on, everything was gaudy.
Yeah.
I mean, dudes wearing like gold lamé poncho pants.
Stupid stuff, playing racquetball and tennis.
Bandanas up and down their legs. I'm talking about myself there. I didn't wear them around my head. I was told that that was effeminate.
That is where I found out what a Rolls Royce was.
Rolls Royce?
Rolls Royce. Mm. Double R, they call it. JD would call it.
Kids today learn about that from Ricky Rose. Rick Ross teaches them about the benzos. Not to be confused with the popular drug pages on currently.
I believe Jay-Z said, and the double R popped the ring.
Double R popped the ring, yes.
With the wind of cracked hollaback, money ain't a thing.
Ricky Rose, though, said he's... And I mentioned it off the air the other day because I was like, I appreciate creative rap. And he says that, and no offense to those that drive Mercedes.
No.
But.
G-Wagons.
When he's doing well, he drives a Ferrari. But then when he's not doing so hot, he drives a Mercedes-Benz. So he's back on his Benzo when his end's low. Making the ends meet. They're low. He couldn't make them meet. He's back on his Benzo when his ends low. But then when his ends up, he's back in his Enzo. Enzo Ferrari, guys.
Oh, look at that. Yep.
I cracked your code.
Not Amore, but Ferrari.
I cracked your code. It's like when I would go to the jockey lot, pre-learning Spanish in high school. I had no clue what they were saying about me at the jockey lot. And all I knew was, I hear Gordo a lot. I hear Gordo a lot.
D.O. Gordo.
Gordo? What does Gordo mean?
I saw Rick Ross hanging out with Deion Sanders
means
Jr.
Means fat, by the way.
That's not nice.
Another rapper.
Another rapper. Rick Rose and who?
Deion Sanders Jr.
Deion Sanders Jr. is a rapper?
Oh, yeah.
How many kids he got?
So he got Shador, Shiloh Jr., and he's got a daughter. So at least four. But you know what
What's she do?
I don't know.
She's got a podcast?
Probably. He ranks his kids, too.
He ranks them?
Yeah. Like, what is his favorite? He'll tell you which one his favorite is.
It's got to be the youngest.
It changes a lot.
Oh, does it?
He used to tweet it out, his kid rankings for the month.
God.
This is what I like right now.
It's how the
my favorite kid.
The president of the NCAA, probably had the same issues every Monday. He's like, oh, God, this hurts. This hurts, guys. I got to do it, though. I have to.
Got to. Everybody does it. I mean, they just won't admit it. Everybody. You got a favorite youngin?
Yes, I do.
That's going to be our new segment called Who's Your Favorite Youngin? Call in.
God.
Trash the other one.
What would be the day to do it, though? I mean, you don't want to do it around Father's Day. Mother's Day's gone. is there a kid's day?
There should be, by God.
When is kid's day? We have hamburger day. We have macaroni and cheese.
Stupid
we have
days.
Macaroni and cheese day and macaroni and cheese bites day. What the hell?
Micromanage our days.
Chicken good. Day, chicken nugget day, chicken liver day. Mm.
What is today, I wonder?
Payday.
Oh, that's always a good one.
Yeah.
I like that day. It makes me happy.
It's like you get thanked twice a month.
Like, what a blessed... I don't want to say charmed, because charmed means you didn't have to work for it. It does. Charmed means like nepotism. I mean, I think. You're born into it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
People do say blessed a lot. How about you say you worked hard for it and you
deserve
it?
Yeah, but so the blessing is not only is, many blessings, full-size ones as well, but, you know, nice drive to work. I get here an hour in and I see the news on there and I see y'all already waiting in line on 85.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Literally, like, it's not traffic anymore. You're just waiting in line.
If you don't have to be in it, don't be in it. That's what they always tell you.
Right. Like, go an alternate route. Go 29 Wade Hampton. I'm sure we'll hear about them later.
Thanks for that weather, people.
But it's Friday, and it's, you know, payday for some. For
it's
us,
Friday.
And no, Friday doesn't need any appropriations of any fun wording. It's just Friday.
I don't get money anymore if you're a collector of bills. Like, it just don't happen. So.
You don't get money?
No. So remember that if you collect bills.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. Oh, okay. He's winking at me right now.
Yeah. No money here. Bills.
Well, and then also.
Well, P1 payment arrangement.
We'll get here an hour's worth of people complaining. And why did. I don't laugh at the ones that I feel sorry for, but the ones that I think are funny, I laugh at. You know,
it's good to make fun of people from time to time.
Well, I think it
makes you appreciate what you have more.
If we were at you know, just an office in here. You know, we were just, what do people in offices do now? They're not inputting data anymore. They're just looking it up.
Well, especially today, what are they going to do?
I don't know what they do. I mean, no, I'm not talking crap about our people. I'm just talking about people working offices. Like, what are you doing all day? I imagine you're just Gemini and all the emails, and you're not really.
Plus, how do you need such huge space? A lot of these companies have huge buildings. Why?
I don't know. Like, especially the ones where, but then again, if you looked at old post offices that were in, like, I don't want to say major cities because that would make sense, but we used to have like buildings that would be like 14 stories tall for a post office.
Yeah, real
weird. Now, I realized that was a lot harder to do because you had to hand stamp each. I mean, that would have been maniacal to even try.
I'll tell you a good example I can never figure out. The Greenville LEC, you know, this right off the highway right there. You can see through the building like that. There's a lot of offices.
Yeah. I've been in there.
What are you doing there? I know they're not there anymore. Or they're going to move, but like that's a lot of offices for like, what do you do?
Yeah, I don't think it's any more like it was. And again, I'm basing this on movies. But, you know, when they're in the room, the cops are walking back in, and then there's the actual detective sitting back there, and they don't like each other in the movies, it seems. Like, the detectives
Vice think doesn't like homicide?
Yeah, they don't.
Like, Vice versa?
It's like chiropractors and doctors. They don't agree. They don't agree. But they're under the same thing, you know, your health and your safety and all that stuff.
You know, they talked about things people do in shows and movies that drive you nuts.
Arr.
For me, it was always cop shows. When you'd have a homicide go up to people and say, look, I'm homicide. I'm not drugs. I don't care, you know, I'm not going to report you for getting deported if you're a hooker. I'm like, you're a cop. Either way. You have to report what you see, right?
Yeah, but I think that...
Wow.
If you witnessed a murder and that's very valuable to the state, they will look past your simple drug offense or whatever it is they got on you then, which is helpful to you, and you're also doing the right thing.
Does it work the other way? If you're like a vice cop and you like see somebody commit a murder, you're like, hey, I'm just here for the, you know, prostitution and all that.
Well, I mean, you know, like some times of criminal domestic violence, you know, they'll get called out there, and if there's no you know, maybe it's just been threats or something like that, you know, they literally can't do anything until
they even work
the act actually happens. I you know, and that's unfortunate, but I get it.
They work it into the law and orders now. They'll say, we're not immigration, don't worry, we're not going to deport you. Like, if you have information of a murder, let us know. Like, come on, man. Like, why are you leveraging, like, one arm of the law against the other?
But is that based on,
like... I mean, it's obviously a political statement because it's on TV, but still.
Like, if you accidentally, like, let's say you went to the clock, any clock.
Any of them.
A restaurant.
Can I go to Pete's number 6 instead?
And you accidentally left your gun on booth 4.
Oh, no. I hate when I do that.
Would they, like... In movies and stuff, they put you on a desk job for 6 months. You don't even get to patrol anymore.
He's on desk duty.
Yeah, he's got desk duty. Like, I don't think the same people doing desk duty are the ones that are going out patrolling. I don't think.
I don't
see those guys sit behind a desk. I think they'd be furious.
I don't want to do a ride-along. I would like to do a sit-along, like when they interview people.
Right.
Like, do they use the same terms?
You don't want to go out with them as they are. Well, arrest people?
I want to see if the terms they use are right. Like, you know, on TV, they'll say, I'm going to lean into them, tune them up a little bit.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Turn the camera off. We're going to tune them up a little.
Like, does that really happen? Hurt me?
I like the good cop, bad cop interrogations. Those are so good. I mean, those are like, there's a lot of psychology that they do with it. And, you know, like, I figure, and I wonder about this, is it like homosexual relationships? Meaning, hopefully, are you always good cop? Or do you, like, sometimes get to be the bad cop?
Well, like, they can't. I don't think they can flip it. Now, Dennis Franz could on TV because he was great, but he was a better bad cop.
Hulk Hogan did it. John Cena's doing it. Like, that's the one. Like, remember, Superman turned heel for a little while. He's pissed. He started wearing, like, a black uniform or something. You know?
Yeah.
Just weird. Like, they never put that in the comic books.
God.
When the character would show up with a new, like when new, I remember when New Robin came out, and the R was not just your regular Arial font R, it was like slashing through, like on fire.
It was aggressive.
And it's like, where's the backstory? Did Alfred make that?
Probably not.
I would have heard them on the phone like, hey, it's me, Shazam. I'll be down there in like 1 second. But I need you to make me a new uniform. I wanted to, they never put that in there. It just magically appeared.
Well, you know, in the Dark Knight series, Lucius Fox made all that stuff. Morgan Freeman. I don't know if he was ever in the comic books or not, but I'm not a full nerd with it. You'd have to ask Rob Young.
Holmes.com is the best.
God, I only text him and say, he'll like immediately answer it too.
Who would?
Rob Young, like, hey, who made Robin's outfit?
he would know.
Yeah, he'll know.
Do they teach good cop, bad cop? Is that like a tactic?
Oh, yeah.
Because Dateline cops, I see a lot of them fumble investigations. The detectives are overzealous.
I tell you, I'm showing my cards, and me and Fatboy talk about having honey holes and not revealing them. But I'll tell you, if you're into psychology, there's a good YouTube channel, and it's by this guy named Chris Voss. I think it's V-O-S-S.
Voss?
I think.
Like Rich?
Yeah.
Rich Voss?
He used to work for the CIA, and he talks about, he's not like doing shoot interviews. He's just telling you like how you can apply this knowledge to your everyday life.
Ooh, I love those.
Oh, yeah.
Pocket disguises, too.
That and talking about the, you know, handshakes, not the tickle your palm or...
It's Paige's favorite one.
The brother-brother handshake, but, you know. And when I say brother-brother, I don't mean like the hood. I mean like wrestling terms. You know, they have the boys handshake.
They don't grip.
Now to do like the hood handshake, you got to like slap each other like three times.
It's a slap and slide.
Yep. Boom, boom, boom.
Just some dap.
I can do it.
Basketball players, they got all kind of little, and baseball players too.
Oh, yeah.
They got this little whatever the hell.
Can you imagine if you're trying to do that with Noma and he's over there constantly screwing with his batting gloves like he used
Please
to
Please trade Lars Nootbaar to Boston. Just so we can
Nootbaar!
Nootbaar! Lars Nootbaar!
Is it Nootbaar or Nootbaar?
N-O-O-T-B-A-A-R.
Oh.
Yeah. Nootbaar.
That's how they say it too.
It's Nootbaar.
Hey, put Lies in the game. How you doing? Triple decker, pisser.
So, and finally, the other thing that I feel blessed and glad to be a part of is that today in 2 hours and 55 minutes. You know, the more I keep going, the shorter it's going to take. We'll be joined by... I'm not going to do all the monikers. Brett the Hitman Hart.
Brett.
At 9:05 Eastern.
Best they is, best they was, and best they finna be.
Yes. The other one, the Executioner of Excellence.
Is one of your questions going to be, is you or is you ain't my baby?
I do have a couple. Okay, I'm going to ask you live one that I should ask. I have this in my mind visually to do this at the end.
Let's
because
be
I don't want to railroad. I don't. He's intimidating. Yeah. I mean, he is not just because he's just, you know,
it's freaking excellence of execution.
Got a little bit of orneriness in it, but he should have grudges. You know, he handled things way better than I probably would.
He's the angriest Canadian ever.
I want to say, okay, I'm glad you said that. What would he do if he was approached by Hulk Hogan to do real Canadian beer? Should I ask that question? Because he doesn't like the Hulkster, but the Hulkster does real American beer.
Well, you know what? You know who he hates more than anybody?
Bill Goldberg.
Yeah.
I'm not mentioning him.
No, I wasn't going to. So maybe Hulk, that question could be okay.
That'd be kind of a little fun thing, right? You're the guy from, I'm not mentioning Trump. I don't want us to get at odds over that. I'm not.
We're going to mention some people, though. You have to.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm pump it up. I'm excited.
God, he's coming to town. It's going to be huge crowds.
Yeah. Here comes Bret Hart. Here comes Bret Hart down Warren Abernathy. Yeah, he'll be in Spartanburg at the auditorium for big time wrestling tonight.
Talk about Stu's boy.
He's not wrestling, though. He's just there meeting and greeting, taking photos.
Grinning and grinning.
Talk about Owen's brother.
Owen. Yeah. Yeah.
Diana's brother.
Jim's brother in law.
Yeah.
Natty's uncle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Harry's uncle.
That's the you know, compare the bloodlines. Which one's more important to wrestling? Is it the bloodline or is it the heart bloodline?
God dang, that's actually a good question.
I'm not going to ask him that, though. Because you know what he'll say.
Yeah.
Because he hates Yokozuna, or hated him. Didn't like him.
Coquina Maximus.
Yeah.
He didn't like working with him.
No. Okay, so all that and more coming up today. I've already given out the number, too, so we're set. Paige, what is up?
Well, do you mind if I mention Trump?
No.
Please. I really wish you would.
Well, Trump is breaking up with someone, and I'll tell you who it is next. In Your Eyes, Guys, headlines, this bromance is over.
Yeah, I mean, like a mile away, I believe we all saw it.
Yeah, but their personalities can't. Like, you can tell Elon's condition's kicking in, overdrive. But Trump, kind of, you know, he's ornery too, so there's no meeting in the middle with those two.
And also, you got to wonder, like, did Trump just find out who Elon's grandpa was? The guy that tried to overthrow the Canadian government. I bet Bret Hart knows who that is.
Yeah, he probably
tried to overthrow it with communism. And then that's why they ended up in South Africa. They got deported from the country.
Well, you know, if you listen to Elon's dad, he said, you know, this is going to happen because he's been a Democrat liberal for most of his life. Until he got slighted by the Biden organization.
Yeah.
Administration.
Well, excuse me. Yeah. Well, that explains why Bezos. Okay.
Plus, his dad's got an evil name, Errol Musk. He's like a Bond villain.
Errol. Well, Errol Flynn was a cool dude.
Yeah, but was he a little...
Yeah, I think everyone was then in Hollywood. All right, headlines is what we'll do next. Yeah, yeah. Happy Friday.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric this morning. And we begin with this. Man, there is a feud that's on and no one ever thought this is coming, but it is. It's happening. It's real. Elon Musk and President Trump are feuding over Trump's big, beautiful bill.
I'm just a bill sitting on a Capitol here.
Elon called it a disgusting abomination.
Don't bring him into it. I didn't like the abomination.
And brought up Trump's name in the Epstein files. And Trump threatened to cut Elon's government subsidies and contracts.
I thought he was going to, I'm going to cut you.
Well, it was like a big bone of contention that they took out a lot of EV credits and whatnot that was going to hurt Tesla. And then Trump says Elon knew about it. You know, Elon.
I know, you want to say Elon. I know, I am too. I'm a child of the 80s and 90s. But
he said Elon's seen the bill. He's seen every, he knows more of the bill than anybody.
And then Elon said he didn't.
He was hiding in that closet that night in Florida. And the gunman found him.
He's a little weird looking anyway. We don't like weird looking people. We really don't.
No, we don't.
And he looks odd.
Oh,
Mike Myers has to be pissed. He's like, damn it. That sucks. I was finally getting back into the culture on SNL.
His little dance. The Elon dance.
Yeah, but I don't know what his regular face looks like now. Like, has he had a lot of plastic surgery, Mike Myers?
I don't know.
I mean, he's,
that's a good question.
He looks like Stuart Smalley now with the high cheekbones and the puffy lips. He looks like Linda Richman. Remember that character?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Linda Richman. Coffee talk.
So, too many fillers in the lips, I guess. All right, so this is what's
fillers.
Well, so with the big criticism on the big, beautiful bill, calling it a disgusting abomination and saying that it will explode the deficit. Elon also suggested that people call the representatives in Washington and demand to kill the bill.
I wouldn't say the word kill when you call your representative, folks. I would not.
Don't do it.
I would not, because there's probably somebody named Bill who probably gets a little anxious when he hears that.
And what did Trump say with the first response? He said, Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know.
Yo, past tense already. Listen to that.
I don't know if we will anymore. I was surprised.
I feel bad for Elon's unnamed kid now.
Yeah, what's he up to?
Does he get like every other weekend with Don?
People think he's got a lot more kids than he's letting on.
And Elon, he replied even more hostile. And he said, quote, whatever, without me, Trump would have lost the election, Dems would control the House, and the Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such gratitude.
You know, the Briscoe brothers were known as Dem boys, but they were clearly not Dem boys.
No, it's...
They were Rep boys. Maybe proud, I don't know.
It's amazing the things that Elon did get away with. Like buying votes, there's no other way to put it. He flat out bought votes, and
yeah. But what are lobbyists? I mean, that's the big. I remember as a kid finding that out, and I was like, "Y'all are just blatantly talking about your career is that you go pay off politicians." Yeah, I mean, we talk about it now in the news.
So why have a campaign limit for contributions if you're going to okay buying votes?
I don't know. That's the thing that's going to. It's going. Kind of weird in the American universe, or I don't know what word I'm trying to say here, but you know, let's say you give to a certain candidate and then they don't get elected or they drop out or blah blah blah, like the slush funds they talk about.
Yep.
Where does that money go?
The war chest.
It's almost like asking that never-ending question. When the cops bust somebody with like millions of dollars of cash on them, where's that money going for real? Like, I mean, where's it going?
It's just like when they said, you know, Kamala had the war chest. She could have won. Like, I mean, come on. You didn't give her enough time to, like, none of you did. You can't say with a straight face, you know, she could have won. She didn't have a chance to win.
In her party, no, you're right.
I like when Trump, he'll look at a reporter when he don't like the question. He's like, that's a real nasty question. That is really nasty.
Where are you from, the Associated Press?
You're a nasty reporter.
Oh, man. Well, that'll be interesting to see how that, wonder if
they'll come back together, right?
Who knows? Somebody needs to bridge the gap and
Elon will want something
together and make them hug it out.
Unless Elon's like, hey, if I distance myself from Trump, try to boost my sales back up, try to stop the vandalism of all my dealerships.
You know, I feel like now I think that's a lost cause. I think he's just going to sell the company and change the name. I mean, like, it's like,
yeah,
so weird how they just twist. I'm not like saying I got heat with Elon or anything like that, but like I have my pre notions about stuff. I would never drive a Cybertruck. I wouldn't.
You already have a segmented market. Plus, like, does a Tesla ever factor into like a want people have when they
not talk? With the Republicans, I feel like that was the wrong side to like butter up to. I mean, and especially because you knew Trump was like not on the EV side, and now it's like, yeah,
we love gasoline, we love the way it smells.
Don't worry, we still like digging underground.
We love gas pumps
underground.
Thank you, Paige. That was magnificent, fat boy.
We love to dig.
Who will be entertaining us with some sports value.
Well, it's official. The Steelers have a new quarterback. He's 41 years old, and he's a future first ballot Hall of Famer. But
yeah,
they got a new quarterback.
They do.
So, man, football will be here. We're June. We're almost halfway through June. And another month we'll be reporting for training camps and whatnot.
You know, like the
a little more than a month.
The lineage of people's careers and stuff. Like, rare is the guy who played for one team the whole time. Rare is that. I mean, and it's always been the way. Like, Johnny Unitas didn't finish as a Colt. He retired as a Ram. But until watching the Brett Favre thing, I forgot that he was a Viking. I forgot all about the Vikings. I
almost went to the Super Bowl as a Viking.
Yeah.
I forgot what Namath was toward the end there. He wasn't a Jet. Was he a Ram?
He might have been a Ram also.
Dang it.
They had them all. It's where they all went to die.
They never remember the end.
Yeah. I want to catch you. All right. We'll do some sports next. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
I'm making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Hello. Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. I don't want to laugh at this, man.
Oh, God.
This sounds like a Naked Gun movie. This day in sports history, way back 57 years ago in 1968, a gentleman by the name of Buddy Baker drove into the wall at the old Smoky Mountain Raceway.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Yeah. What a story.
As he was being taken away in the ambulance, well, that's what happened.
Ambulance got hit. Or it hit something.
Nope.
No?
The back door of the ambulance opened and he fell out.
Oh, Lord. Did he die?
No, he survived both.
I thought it got hit and I did not know that the door just came open. Like, that's like happened on Jackass with a casket.
He fell back out.
Lord.
Did you see the video of the real funeral where it happened? Everybody fell into the grave.
Yes. Yes. Literally, that came up. I'm not making jokes, obviously. That came up at my mom's graveside. Like, my sister actually mentioned, she's like, don't step too close because I'm just weird, I know. Like, looking back now, it's like, that was the weirdest thing ever, but I kissed the casket before they lowered it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, but people all test their hands all over it.
Anybody else do it then?
No. But
well, this is like your own little thing.
Yeah, but I'm standing on the scaffold. Literally, there's a scaffold that goes like, and she's like, you clearly haven't seen that video. I was like, what video? And she showed it to me. I'm like, good Lord.
Why did they fall though?
Everyone like nearby, like that was a huge, that was a giant body, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it was more than 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot crunch.
The integrity of the hole is not good.
Oh my God.
The integrity of the hole is not good. It sounds like the next movie Paige will be in.
Everybody last night thought the Thunder was going to just straight up beat the piss out of the Pacers, but they didn't. Tyrese Halliburton wins it with a, you know, last second shot.
Isn't he so likable? Oh no. You don't like him?
Nah, well, he might be. I don't like him as a gambler because he takes games off. He'll shoot maybe five shots some games, and he's the best player on the team. So he should carry the team.
So do you see the Pacers bringing it home?
I don't, only because you know the Thunder changed their lineup last night. They tinkered with it, and they shouldn't have. They're the better team, the deeper team.
Mm-hmm.
So
how'd they tinker with it?
Well, they didn't start Hartenstein. They started Kayson Wallace instead. So they went with a little bit of a shorter lineup. Missed a few big rebounds early. They lost the game by 1 point. Hmm. I'm not a coach. Just a fat DJ.
You're not even a DJ. I mean, fat, yes. You're not a DJ.
You know who's pissed, right?
Who's pissed?
Jay-Z. Talk about jigga what, jigga who. He put $1 million on the Thunder to win the series in 5 games. So now they have to win 4 in a row.
He will not win that.
They call it the gentleman's sweep. That's going to be hard to do, even for the Thunder. You got to figure these series now, nobody's going to get swept. They just won't because players take games off. Now, I know why they do it in certain instances, but...
Is that at their discretion?
They just don't play as hard. And they get blown out, so they're like, you know, if a team's on a back-to-back, they won't play as hard. Now, what's weird is The series is in Oklahoma City for the first two games. Last night was game one. Game two's not until Sunday night. So if you're in the same city, you got to wait 3 days later to play the next game? I mean, the NBA cannot figure out scheduling.
It's like what WWE's doing this weekend. They're doing two pay-per-views or PLEs or whatever in the same town at two different buildings. It's like almost like they're segregating it. Like they're doing all the Lucha Libre over here, and then the other one's going to be in the other part of the city. It's like, wow, that's
but the
you're
other
asking a lot of your technical audio visual people.
The other one's in NXT, right? I think.
They got one of them too?
Was that what the other one is besides the Lucha Libre?
It's Worlds Collide. They basically bought AAA, which is the WWE of Mexico.
That's going to be tough to watch. It's hard enough to keep up in the main rosters.
I guess like they've taken so many of our jobs, I guess finally it's time we take some of theirs.
I do not watch NXT at all, so whatever they do.
I can't find a mask big enough to fit this beard, so I'm screwed.
Like, I ain't going to see it. I'll watch you when you get called up. Like, yeah. I'll pay attention to you.
Oh, I like certain people on there. That's why I love the DVR. It's not even a DVR. I don't even know what you call it now. It's just you pick something you want to watch. It'll tape it every damn time.
Yeah.
And it's not a DVR.
Cloud storage.
I guess maybe. That's what you call it. Watch it on the cloud.
All right, we up out of here.
I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day that he has to probably fly twice a week, like on an airplane. Not with his wings. He's talking about how now you have to, maybe not everyone does, but he goes and downloads a bunch of movies and TV shows before he gets on the plane.
He must have long flights.
Oh, yeah. I guess. I don't know. What, an hour and a half?
Oh, okay. You just made it sound like he was downloading like...
Oh, but he always makes sure he has something downloaded or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
I was like, if Wi-Fi... If everything's in the air, the ether and all the everything, if you're in the airplane, you're actually closer to the source. It should be better Wi-Fi.
See, I forget about space satellites and Wi-Fi.
It's because it's not real.
I don't know.
Where are they at in the pictures page? Where are the satellite photos?
How did they get Wi-Fi on crab boats way out in the Bering Sea? I don't get that.
But well, that's one thing you can say for Elon is with the, I keep wanting to call it Earthlink. It's not Starlink.
But it's not good, right? It's like
man,
not fast.
I tell you what, from at the farm, it went. First off, that's the one we had to get at the beginning because out in the middle of the sticks. And then finally, they put up some new advanced thing where it said, if you can see the stars, you will have Wi-Fi, which is basically saying, you know, anywhere you are, you can have it. And we got the same thing, and it's just for the farm. At my house, I don't have Starlink, but there. And
you
it went
stars at your house.
It got cut in half. Like they just, what companies do that? They say, hey, look, they send you a letter. It's usually, hey, we're going to go up 10%, 15%. They're actually like, hey, your bill's half price now.
Oh, the bill. I didn't know if they cut speeds or the bill.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Yeah, the bill.
Somebody, I think this. I saw the speed was like 100 meg max, which is kind of weak.
Well, I mean, are you a gamer?
I'm not. My son is. But we have a lot of devices on the same network, too.
Yeah, so I bet you do.
It kind of bogs down.
You got a Roomba?
Nope. Not one of those racist ones they sell, either.
No, you're thinking of the Italian version, Goomba. That's not
I got
that.
Butt
plugs.
What?
I was either going to say butt plugs or Benoit balls, and I got confused between the two. I'm like,
Paige,
I don't know which one
if
to go
you
with.
Were able to be on Supermarket Sweep and never say it. Go take your choice. What are you choosing?
A Roomba.
It wasn't one of the options.
No, you got to pick one of the options. You want a butt plug with Wi-Fi or you want a Benoit ball with Wi-Fi? Benoit balls, excuse me. I know when you have that last name, you don't say Benoit.
I'll take a Roomba.
Okay.
Yeah, Benoit.
She wants the Roomba still. Wow, you should just go take a shower then.
It's like the one that doesn't speak English, Roomba.
Roomba. All right. Thank you.
Left the ladder.
Thank you, more.
Folks, listen to this. In 1 hour, or 1 hour and 5 minutes, if you want to be particular, we're going to be kicking off what we call the FOF line. That's where you can call and vent and share your frustrations. And there's some humdingers on there this week.
Well, I'm telling you, man.
I need to call it in a minute.
2 hours and 5 minutes.
Oh, she's having tech issues.
Technical problems.
I said, do you want me to email the engineer? Yeah. And she's like, no, I'll just figure it out. I'm like, whoa. I think me and you pretty much align on technical abilities.
There ain't gonna be no figuring nothing out.
I don't know. So 2 hours and now 4 minutes from now, the legend, the man himself, the hitman, Bret Hart, will be joining us at 9:05 a.m. So we got a bunch of stuff to do, and we're gonna do that stuff with you. We're gonna do some stuff.
The excellence of execution.
That's him. Enough about me. We will talk to Bret Hart as well. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.